It's Morning Sports Beat on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald and Scott Bradfield. Wednesday mornings, we continue to preview the upcoming Western Amateur Tournament at the Point of Woods Golf and Country Club. Normally, Point of Woods Golf and Country Club golf pro Matt Flaherty joins us in the studio at 7:30, but work has him there now, and so we thought we'd go a little bit earlier and get him on the phone before things start picking up. So Matt has, we've got him on the other end of the line at 925-3100. How's it going, Matt?
Everything's beautiful. How about you guys?
Same here. Cannot complain.
Off to seeing a good... the sun out here in southwest Michigan a few days. We're seeing golfers. It's a beautiful thing.
It's drying out, too, a little bit, right?
We're getting firm. I saw some golf balls bouncing the other yesterday. It's taken it well, and it's ready. The rough is still our defense right now. It's challenging to say the least.
Is it really?
It is.
So we've got the Western Amateur Golf Tournament coming into the Point of Woods Golf and Country Club. The last few days of July into the first few days of August. And we've talked so much about the format and some of the top players. And, you know, if people, Matt, haven't had a chance to, you know, hear us preview the Western Am, if you throw out names, people probably aren't going to recognize them because, you know, they're not on the PGA Tour. But maybe throw some of the top names out at us that if people are going to go to the Western Am and some names they might remember when they get there, oh, I want to follow him because Matt says he's one of the top, or I want to follow him. Who are some of the top guys that are going to be coming to the Point of Woods?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, this day and age, it's a who's who in the college golf world. And obviously there's a few teams that are a little bit more standout than others. But when you look at, you know, some of the top dogs, Oklahoma State's got two guys that you definitely want to keep your eyes on, Victor Hovland and also Matthew Wolf. These two gentlemen have both played on a few PGA Tour events already with some sponsors' exemptions. And not only did they play, they were successful. And when you come right from college and you're still an amateur playing with the big boys on that stage with the media, the ropes, the galleries, and everything else going on, when they can step up to the plate and still produce, you know you got some solid players. So those are two that are absolutely at the top of the charts. You know, there's another one, our defending champion from last year at Sunset Ridge, Cole Hammer out of Texas. He just... took down Matthew Wolf in the NCAAs in the semifinals. You know, here's a kid that in the stroke play portion, I think he was 12 to 14 strokes behind. Then these two play a match together and he makes six birdies in nine holes and he knocks out the best player in the field. So it's there's depth and there's those are, you know, those are three top ones for me. But then there's also some really fun storylines, if you will. Caught this one over the winter months, but there is an NHL referee, full-time job, and he's also a participant in the Western Am, played in some U.S. Opens. So Garrett, and I can't come up with his last name right now, but, okay. You know, another not big name, but kind of a fun storyline.
Well, okay, so here is a fun storyline. If you're a big hockey fan, if you want to come out and see this referee play, usually hockey fans like to heckle. And anybody likes to heckle a referee, just please keep the heckling at home, right?
You know what? We'll wait till post-round, and then you can drop the gloves with them if you so choose.
So the format at the Point of Woods Golf and Country Club for this year's Western Am, if I'm not mistaken, the practice day is July 29th, and the tournament itself starts July 30th, right?
That is correct. So Monday practice rounds, they'll be running all over the place. And then on Tuesday, there'll be a morning wave of tee times using both the first and 10th tee. So they'll have approximately 30 players teeing off at number 1, 30 players teeing off at number 10 in intervals. And then there'll be a second wave that goes out in the afternoon as those morning rounds complete. Then on Wednesday, the morning go in the afternoon and the afternoon go in the morning. So they'll do it all over again. And then we move into some serious golf on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah. And I know when I was here before, one thing I really noticed, and here's a recommendation for you. If you know the tournament, ends on Saturday, goes Tuesday through Saturday, there were a lot of people that would take extended lunches if they were at work and come out and see some of the play, or leave work early and come out and see it the rest of the day. So just because a lot of it is being played during the week on weekdays, take an extended lunch, or maybe skip lunch and leave work early and come out to the Point of Woods.
You know what? We'll have some wonderful food service available. We're going to have some local food trucks here. So why not come and have lunch and you know, enjoy an hour or two of golf? It's free admission. Parking is going to be at the very front entrance, and then we'll have a shuttle to bring you right to the clubhouse area, a couple food trucks, some libations if interested, and then you watch, again, some of the – you'll see some golf shots that very few people in this world are able to hit.
Yeah.
And these are literally the next up-and-coming superstars on the PGA Tour, and that's just you know, it's just a wonderful opportunity for the golf fan in here to see something that's unique, it's different. With no disrespect to our senior tour players, they're unbelievable. It's incredible what they do to the golf ball. Mm-hmm. But to see a 17, 18-year-old jumping out of their shoes, hitting it 330 yards is pretty impressive, too.
Yeah. When I saw it so many times when I was at the Point of Woods earlier, I was amazed. It's like, you're this young. You shouldn't be doing that.
You should be playing putt-putt.
Right.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct, and it's mind-boggling.
It is.
And again, I just, you know, I think the opportunity to see things that you only get to see on television, I guess, is one of the best ways to say it, and you're seeing it before they hit their prime.
Mm-hmm. Matt Flaherty is the golf pro at Point of Woods Golf and Country Club, joining us here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports and Morning Sports Beat as we preview this summer's Western Am coming to the Point of Woods Golf and Country Club July 30th through August 3rd. And we mentioned, you know, maybe take an extended lunch and come out and enjoy some of the golf. The only problem with that, I guess, is when you come out to the Point of Woods for anything. But if when you come out to the Point of Woods and you're watching the golf, you don't want to leave.
And that's okay. We don't mind that.
That is okay.
It's a beautiful place. We want people to enjoy it as, you know, as much as we can. It's just it's a special piece of property. And, you know, what Mr. Jones did as far as designing a golf course, I mean, it's just world class. And here we are sitting right in Benton Harbor with this crown jewel. So, by all means, we would love you to take advantage of this opportunity and come on out and see just some of the beauty that we have, and as well as the golfers, and, you know, some great bonding time with your family, too, if you can sneak away for a whole day. You know, it is the middle of summer, so I know we have a lot of people that love to visit us here, so it might be a good, you know, couple days to have some family come into town and visit and give them something to see that's a little different and save a couple bucks in the process.
Most definitely. Hey, you know, off the air, as you were leaving last week, I mentioned as we wrap things up here this morning with you is, you know, as the golf pro at Point of Woods, and as you know the golf course as you do, and the talent that's coming in for the Western Am, if you were to suggest to fans coming out to watch, are there certain holes that you would say, you know what, if you really want to see these guys challenged by the course and see what they can do in pretty challenging situations, what holes would you recommend people go watch?
Well, I don't want to give away my secret because there's not a lot of space here, so I got to be a little cautious. But, you know, we had a Michigan State College event here about 4 years ago, my first year here. And by accident, I found a little area where I'm like, wow, when we have the Western Am, I know where I want to be if I have any chance to spectate. And it's so here it is. The secret's out. No longer a secret. But there's a little area between the 15th tee and the 17th tee. It's almost like an L-shaped tee where the two of them kind of connect. Mm-hmm. Well, you have 14 green immediate to your left, so you can watch these guys, because it's a short hole, hit little wedges into 14 and putt out. You can watch the tee ball on 15, which is a par 5, so these guys love to try and step on it there. They'll be playing it as a par 4, though, actually. We will be converting that to a par 4 because they hit it too far to make it a par 5. And you also have 17 tee, which is a par 3, so you can really see this entire par 3 hole. And then if you turn around again, you're looking down the fairway at 18 and 18 green, where you can then see the approaches in 18 green. So standing in one spot, it's borderline ridiculous how much golf you can see. I will say this, though. If anyone does hit a little wide right off of 18T, you are vulnerable.
Yes, you are. Been there, done that. So, I mean, if you really want to know where to go, then is we'll go ahead and post Matt's picture up on our website. And when you go out to the Point of Woods, look for the guy. And then wherever
Absolutely.
He goes, just follow him.
Right. You know, I will most likely be between the golf shop and the scoreboard all day, but please come visit me. I will gladly point you in some good directions. And, you know, again, if you're looking to find a specific player, we'll gladly help you identify where they are on the golf course and best route to go catch up with them.
Hey, real quick, Matt, who's your pick this weekend in the U.S. Open?
Wow, you're going there. It's a little bit because I love our game and I love what he does for our game. But, you know, Pebble Beach, you got to hit your irons very, very, very precise. It doesn't need to be a bomber. And I don't think there's anyone that's ever played the game that hits their irons like Tiger Woods. So it's a big ask, but I'm going to go with the big cat again and say he's going to back up his Masters and he's going to rain at Pebble Beach.
Well, you're not the only one, because yesterday we had Mike Longyear from Lost Dunes also say the same thing. So if we've got Matt and Mike telling you to bet a Henry's Brombag special in Tiger Woods, it's probably a good bet.
You know, he's great for our game. And when he wins, boy, does he bring a lot of kids out to the game. And this golf pro loves seeing the kids playing the game. So anything we could do to grow it. Love it. So hopefully he has his driver under control and hits a lot of hybrids and fairway woods, and he'll wedge it close all day long.
All right, Matt, we appreciate your time. And again, if you want to know anything about what's going to be going on with the Western Am at the Point of Woods Golf and Country Club, just go to pointofwoods.com. And not just for the Western Am, learn more about Point of Woods Golf and Country Club and everything that it has to offer at pointofwoods.com. We appreciate your time, Matt.
Thank you, as always, guys. Look forward to it, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds good. Take care.